Now, U.S. prosecutors say nine people in three states tied to a militia have been charged with sedition and weapons violations for conspiring to kill police officers. Investigators say the defendants are members of a group called Houthare, which their website says means Christian warrior. Al Jazeera's John Terrett has more.
The defendants range in age from 19 to 50. Eight of the nine were arrested at this compound in the Midwest state of Michigan. It's the headquarters for Houthare, an extremist anti-government militia that advocates violence against U.S. law enforcement officials. The group has a website which allegedly includes video of their operations. It shows men in camouflage uniforms taking part in mock military battles using machine guns and small bombs. The suspects face charges of sedition and the attempted use of weapons of mass destruction. The federal indictment says the nine were plotting to commit violence in the hopes of prompting a response by the authorities. The alleged plan, to kill a policeman and then launch an attack on his funeral service, targeting all law enforcement officials in attendance. Afterwards, the indictment claims they plan to retreat deeper into the woods to regroup and prepare for a bigger confrontation with the U.S. government. The adopted son of the alleged leader, known as Captain Houthare, was the bomb trainer, according to the indictment. The man's fiancé and birth mother were in court on Monday.
If they wanted to do something, they would have already done something.
David Sr. did this, yeah. He has a right to be punished for what he did. But he drags... He drags my son into this and it's wrong.
Groups like Houthare, who consider the government to be their enemy, are not new in the United States. Other examples of extremist religious groups living on the fringe of the law include the Branch Davidians of Waco, Texas, whose 1993 standoff with federal law enforcement officials ended when their headquarters was set on fire. Or Timothy McVeigh, who was put to death for blowing up a federal office building in Oklahoma in 1995, killing 168 people. Experts say after a lull of many years, active extremist militia, many of which operate underground, appear to be on the rise again. The FBI says the Houthare members charged were planning a reconnaissance trip for their alleged plot in early April, and fearing innocent civilians would be hurt, they moved to stop them. But if the experts are right, that's a scenario the people who work in this building behind me may have to deal with more and more in the future, as extremist fringe groups prepare to take out their anger and frustration against the government through violence. John Terrett, Al Jazeera,